Square Wave on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. My name is Dustin, and this week is the second half of a two-week vinyl long play of the BAFTA-winning Okami soundtrack. The track list that we are hearing is from the vinyl release by Datadiscs, which was recently repressed in celebration of the game's 20th anniversary in 2026. And I am out of the studio this week on some summer plans, but I will be back live next week. If you didn't catch last week's episode, don't worry. Tons of great music to play this hour. And nothing I said last week is imperative to your understanding for this show. So just don't worry about that. But if you do want to hear last week's episode, you can do that just by heading to ckw.ca and clicking on my show in the broadcast schedule. There you can find a bunch of episodes to download or stream. And I'm not repeating anything that I said last week on this show. So if you enjoy this stuff, there is a whole other hour of it waiting for you. And although I just said I wouldn't repeat anything, I got to tell you about the game itself. Because for anyone who's just catching this episode, not familiar with Okami, you might be a bit caught off guard. So here we go. Okami is a game that takes a ton of inspiration from Japanese folklore. In particular, it reinterprets the myths of the Shinto religion to tell its story, kind of. Players control the sun goddess named Amaterasu, who's taken the form of a white wolf and is responsible for healing and restoring the world, which is rendered in the game using this vibrant Sumi-e art style. It's like a paintbrush, like an ink, like a black ink paintbrush. And this gives it just a totally distinct visual flair. Lots of big, bold brush strokes and visuals that really help bring the movement of the game and the impact of the game's action to life in a way that's like larger than life if you wanted to go for realistic stuff. The art style of the game is also sort of reflected in the music of the game, which draws heavily from Japanese classical music. And it is a style called Gagaku. And I will tell you a little bit about that. But first, let's hear Side D from the vinyl release of Okami's soundtrack. You're listening to Square Wave on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Square Wave on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. We just heard side D of the vinyl release of the Okami soundtrack, which is a game. Okami is a game that was originally released in 2006 for the PS2, the PlayStation 2. That makes it 20 years old. And as a result, we are celebrating by listening to a bunch of this game's music. The game's music did win a BAFTA in the video game music category. And its music is heavily inspired by a type of Japanese classical music. It's called gagaku, and it's performed using wind, percussion, and string instruments, which I talked a little bit about some of the unique ones that are played here last week. And it's these instruments that we hear throughout the Okami soundtrack. Now, literally, gagaku translates to elegant music. And I think a good idea for like a Western analog of this is chamber music, which is classical music composed for a small group of instruments. The idea being that you could, you know, have these like four or five players in your chamber or in your hall, and they could play their music for you. I mean, everything else about gagaku is different, but I think that if you imagine this, it helps paint the picture of the image of gagaku in your mind. Now, when you listen to it, primarily gagaku is notable for the fact that each piece, each individual song focuses on a main melody, which is interpreted by all the members of the ensemble at the same time on their respective instruments. It is not played with sheet music at all. Instead, it's played from memory. And I think the idea here, as I understand it, is that each instrument is supposed to remain fluid this way while all the musicians are playing perfectly in sync. Now, each instrument adds its own layer to the melody, its own flair, its own touch, and this gives gagaku music a very unique sound. So the melody always, though, remains in focus here on each of these songs, and the seven or the eight different instruments that, you know, play these songs typically in gagaku, they each play their own distinct version of the melody, and that gives it, like I say, a really, really unique sound. Now, it does have a very fascinating history, gagaku. I don't have time to get into it, unfortunately. It involves samurai and civil wars, and you can check it out if you're into that kind of thing. But its near current form was established in the Heian period around the 10th century. And as I mentioned, gagaku features specific wood, string, and percussion instruments. And in 1955, the Japanese government recognized this style of music, gagaku, as an important national treasure, part of their identity. Now, of course, the lead composer for Okami, his name is Masami Ueda, he didn't just use gagaku music here. These classical Japanese songs are instead interwoven with European and African instruments. One of the examples of this is the song Cursed Shinshu Plains, which features a woodwind and pluck string lineup without any bowed string accompaniment, very common in gagaku. However, instead of the typical gagaku or Japanese plucked string, it uses a harp for that role. So it gives it a more like Western style arpeggiated chordal harmonization as it plays that very Japanese melody. Now, I also mentioned that there's African instruments. I know that there are African drums on some of the game's battle themes. I don't know what kind of drums. I was just able to find that as a quote from one of the composers. So I don't have many more details there, unfortunately. But also, those battle themes, they're actually not present on this soundtrack. I'm not sure why they didn't include them, but it could be because there's so much great music to listen to on this that they just didn't have room. So let's get into side E this time on Okami's score, on Okami's soundtrack on vinyl. And you're listening to Square Wave on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. Just a brief interjection here as we continue to listen to this side of the vinyl of Okami's soundtrack here on Square Wave on CKW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. I want to say to you, thank you for listening to community radio this hour, and thank you for supporting CKW at Fun Drive every February. Your support goes a long way here at the studio, and we couldn't do it without our glorious listeners. Thank you very much for listening to community radio, and keep listening to Square Wave for more wonderful video game music and so much more here coming up on the station. Forever. It'll be going forever. Back to the music. Welcome back to Square Wave on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. Here on the show this hour, we are listening to the Okami soundtrack, as we have been for 2 weeks now, heading into the sort of the final leg of what we're going to be able to listen to. We just heard Side E off of the vinyl release, and coming up soon, we'll be hearing Side F. There is, of course, a Side G and a Side H, a whole entire record that we don't get to hear, even though we've dedicated 2 hours to this game. And like I said in the last segment, there are even songs that are left off of this soundtrack. It doesn't have everything on it, sadly. But I wanted to talk a bit about the development studio behind this game, Okami. Now, Okami, as I mentioned, is a game that came out in 2006, and it was developed by Clover Studio. They're a semi-autonomous production company that was spun out of Team Beautiful, that is Beautiful, and it is was an internal part of Capcom at the time, their production studio for. Now, the name Clover is apparently a portmanteau of creativity lover and the famed Capcom alumnus Hideki Kamiya, whose previous credits at this point included planning on Resident Evil and Resident Evil 2 and directing Devil May Cry. Hideki Kamiya was named the company's director. Now, Clover Studios' first project was the PlayStation 2 port of Beautiful Joe, and they followed this up with both versions of Beautiful Joe 2 for the GameCube and the PlayStation 2. Following this, the Clover Studios team set out to create a quote-unquote brand-focused project that would fit with Capcom's larger goal at the time for this team to develop new IPs for them. So that is sort of the genesis of how Okami started, and it really began as a game that was just depicting a lot of nature. But initial prototypes were somewhat underbaked. They were trying to optimize this game's engine. And while doing that, the character designer Kenichiro Yoshimura drew a wolf character, or the wolf character that the game was centered on, using a brush. And this inspired Hideki Kamiya and the other leads at the company to adopt a Yukio-e and Sumi-e style. And over a 3-day period, apparently, the game's leads recentered the game's visuals around this new art style, which then led them to discover the game's really most interesting mechanic, the celestial brush, which allows the player to literally paint in a brush on the game world and have a interact with it that way. Really fascinating stuff, really fun. Okami, the game, released in Japan in April 2006 and in North America in September of that year. And although Okami was indeed a critical success, it had failed to live up to Capcom's sales expectations, and Clover's next project, which is called God Hand, it did even worse. And then, you know, just a few weeks after the release of Okami in North America, Capcom announced the closure of Clover Studio after several key staff, including Hideki Kamiya, left the company. And that was basically it for 20 years, at least until Hideki Kamiya got the idea to help found Clovers, which is a independent game studio, and that was in 2023. And the name here is an obvious reference to Clover Studios, and just like the studio that inspired Clovers, they announced in 2024 that work had begun on an Okami sequel with none other than Hideki Kamiya as its director. Super exciting stuff, and always worth, you know, keeping an eye on these projects. It's sometimes hard to create, you know, capture the same magic, but it can be done, and it's always, like I say, something that I'm going to be watching for as we go into the future. What is this Okami 2 going to be? Maybe in 20 years we'll play it again on the show. Okay, that does it for us here on Square Wave. I'm back next week live in the studio, so make sure you tune in then. Otherwise, I hope you have a great week, and I hope you enjoyed listening to Okami's soundtrack. Here is Side F on Square Wave, CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Fun Drive from February 9th to 24th. It's an opportunity for you to help us to help you get the radio you love. Don't wait. Pledge today at fundrive.ckuw.ca.
Programming on CKUW 95.9 FM is supported by financial gifts from Elizabeth, Jack, Natalie, and listeners just like yourself.